The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Slam the Locker with DJ host me, KB. Welcome to my podcast. As a collegiate athlete, I will be discussing what it's really like being a college athlete with raw content, personal stories, and of course, advice. Keep listening to hear more about the do's and don'ts and the behind scenes actions of college athletes. Hello, and welcome back to Slam the Locker with DJ host me, KB. In today's podcast, we'll be talking about what it's like being a college athlete, from the recruiting process to time management and social and academic life. Today, we'll be having a guest interview with a Dominican student athlete to hear all about the behind-the-scenes tea and action. We will start today's podcast with a quote from a very famous athlete and Olympian, Michael Phelps. He once said, "You dream, you plan, you reach. There will be obstacles, there will be doubters, there will be mistakes. But with hard work, with belief and confidence and trust in yourself and those around you, there are no limits." I feel like this quote is almost like an overview of what it's like being a college athlete, but only a small part. As an athlete, you typically have always dreamt to play at the collegiate level and have worked so hard to be where you are today, making so many sacrifices along the way. You create a plan of action in order to be successful and see yourself develop as a player. By participating in simple games and practices, you will be better. But to see real improvement, you must put in extra work on your own. As well, there's always obstacles that will be put in your way, but the most important part is how you handle it. Now, let's hear a little more about the behind scenes of Dominican athletes. Today, I'm here with a fellow student athlete at Dominican University of California, with a senior considering her graduating year here at Dominican. Okay, now on to the interview segment. The first question being asked is, when do you think you developed the love for your sport?
I would say I developed the love for my sport probably around 8 years old, maybe. I was very competitive with my family. We're a very competitive family. When it comes to card games, any type of game. So we would play a lot of sports outside just growing up. And just the competitiveness and aggressiveness of basketball really drove me to love the game.
And for me, I would say the love for my sport really developed when I was a kid. I just loved to be outside as well. And soccer was just something that I was super passionate about ever since I was little. But honestly, when I tore my ACLs, I kind of lost the love for the game in some aspect, but when I recovered and came back fully and was able to play like in a real season, I quickly realized how much I loved the game and I started to appreciate it so much more, because at any moment it can be taken from you and you wouldn't know it, which really developed the real love I have for the sport now. Now, moving on to the second question, what do you think people misunderstand about being a college athlete the most?
I would say the one thing most people misunderstand about being a college athlete the most is that a lot of people think we get a lot of things handed to us, or it's easier for us to get through our classes, but honestly, it's not. It's a lot more challenging for us to pass our classes in general, because we have to work with the professors so in depth with our seasons and our practices. So I would say that's probably the biggest misunderstanding, is just that we don't get it handed to us. We do have to work for it regardless of our title as a student athlete.
Honestly, I think I would have to agree. A lot of people think that we are handed everything that we're given and that we just got into college because we are athletes, but that's not the case at all. It's a really big misunderstanding. And honestly, as an athlete, I feel like it doesn't necessarily like degrade us, but it doesn't make us feel the best when people think that we don't work just as hard as them to get stuff done as well. But let's look on to the question. What do you think it really takes to be a college athlete?
Well, being a college athlete is definitely difficult. I mean, you have to have the mental toughness. You have to have that drive. You have to have motivation. You have to trust your teammates. It's a lot of character building as well throughout the 4 years that you are at the school. But it's a lot more than just the 2 hours you practice or the weightlifting time that you're given. You have to go to the gym outside of that. You have to go on runs outside of that. But you also have to time manage well because you have school as well. So you have to work around your school schedule and your training schedule with your school, with your team, and do stuff outside of that.
Now, did you do outside training on your own in order to improve your own game, or was it just simply going to practice in games that created you to be this college athlete that you are today?
No, from growing up, it's always been get in the gym. When you're not doing anything, get in the gym. My parents were big on you didn't leave the gym until you made at least 10 free throws. Sometimes it was 100 layups and I wouldn't leave the gym till 1-2 in the morning. So it takes a lot of outside training on your own. But you should also take in what you're given within the time with your coaches, because obviously their feedback is the best feedback that you want to take, considering they are coaching you.
Okay, now building off a little bit more on that question, what was your social life when you weren't a college athlete and you're just playing your sport? So when you were in high school, what was your social life versus what it is now?
I would say in high school, I definitely had a lot more time on my hands to spend time with my closer friends and, hang out with that close group of friends that I had. In college, definitely don't have as much time. You're studying a lot more. You have requirements that you have to meet, whether that's study hall or, team study hall. So I would definitely say that my social life probably decreased when I got to college. But within the last 2 years, I've really focused on, enjoying the good times and making memories with all my friends at college, because it does go by within the blink of an eye. I'm a senior now and I feel like I was just a freshman yesterday. So I would definitely say the last 2 years I have had the best time at my college and have made the best memories with my friends.
Okay, now looking on to the question, what was your expectations of being a college athlete versus the actual reality of being a college athlete?
Well, growing up in high school, I was definitely one of the better players on my travel teams or on my high school team. So coming to college where, I'm not necessarily the best player on the team, there's other people who have worked just as hard to get to college. I was a freshman and, freshmen don't play. So it was definitely an eye-opener for me. It made me realize that, I have to get in the gym more than what I was doing in high school. I would definitely say that my expectations were changed. I almost was humbled, I would say.
From my experience, I would say that I came from a club team where I was not the best player on my team. So when I came to college, I wasn't expecting to play a whole lot. I wasn't expecting to do well. I wasn't expecting to be a key player to be successful with my team. And especially after having so many knee surgeries, I really just never really thought I would be able to play the game again. And so once I did get the opportunity to, I took every effort into making sure that I could play to the best of my ability. And how that relates to my expectation was that I didn't think I was gonna play, but the reality was is I put in all the effort and work and I was able to play, and I got to play even after having 3 knee surgeries. On to the next question. How do you think the adjustment to college has changed from your freshman year to your senior year?
I would say the adjustment from my freshman year to my senior year has changed, because my freshman year, I kind of took things on the easier side, passed all my classes, but didn't put in that effort that I should have as a student athlete. And then to my senior year, well, I would say more so my junior year, I did really well. Like for my freshman, sophomore, junior year, I did well. And then my senior year has been tough because I've definitely had a lot of senioritis
which, you know, comes naturally, but I'm definitely trying to get over that, keep pushing through and just get to graduation.
For me, I would say that the adjustment from my freshman to senior year has changed drastically. As my freshman year, I honestly messed up a lot and I made a lot of dumb decisions, but I feel like that comes with age. And as I've gotten older, I have experienced so much that has made me into a better student, person, and athlete overall. As I have significantly increased my GPA from my freshman year, I got, I want to say maybe a 2.5, and I can tell you no one was happy with me, not even my coaches, not my parents, nobody was happy with me. And I realized that I needed to make some sacrifices in order to be successful. And now I can happily say I have a cumulative GPA of a 3.6.
I would definitely agree with you on that. Being a student athlete has definitely made me grow as well in all aspects.
On to our last question. How do you think mental toughness has developed you as a player?
Well, mental toughness is something that student athletes definitely should take seriously and use the resources that are given to them. Mental toughness plays a big part in just getting to practice every day and getting through those workouts and having that extra push and getting through those games and having that mental toughness with your teammates too. If we're all on the same page, we're all rowing that boat together, you know. If we have a woodpecker, then the boat sinks. So I feel like having mental toughness isn't just within yourself, but within your teammates as well, and it has developed me into the player I am today significantly.
I would say mental toughness is honestly one of the most key things to be successful as a student athlete, because not only like being mentally healthy is important and like taking time to take care of yourself and just giving yourself an extra rest is always important, but when it comes to being on the field or court, you have to be tough, because there are between 10 to 15 to 30 other players on your team, and they are just as good as you or better. And so you need to be able to mentally prepare for what's going to happen and how are you going to make yourself stand out. You need to be able to take hard advice and work with your teammates and grow.
And just with being a student athlete, you know, you get injuries, you go through injuries, you have to overcome obstacles, and that comes with being mentally tough. I mean, I've had 2 labrum tears now, and this will be my 2nd surgery, and going through that and playing 2 seasons with a torn labrum has been the toughest mental struggle for me. It's a struggle every day, just waking up, being in that pain, you know, but you have to push through, you have to go do your rehab and just focus on being mentally tough and getting through what you have to as a student athlete.
Especially on the days that you don't want to necessarily get out of bed and you don't want to go to practice or you don't want to see people and you don't want to do things, you have to be able to get yourself out of bed and mentally pull it together. Because without that, you won't be able to be a successful player.
And if you can do one thing a day, it's make your bed, because if you didn't do anything else, at least you started your day by making your bed and you got one task done.
Okay, now how do you think being mentally tough has helped you better player and develop and grow and be who you are today?
Like I was saying with my shoulder injury, that has really just helped me grow as a player. Just going through the constant rehab and trying to be able to give my all for my teammates and, you know, getting those extra strengthening reps for my shoulders just to be able to play with my teammates.
As well, being mentally tough has helped me off the court as well, because being able to handle hard circumstances not only on the field helps me translate it into circumstances where I still have to be professional and handle them, because being a college athlete, you are treated like an adult and you need to act like an adult. So when you are put in situations where you might not necessarily always agree with your superior, who could be your coach or maybe even your boss, you have to be able to handle that situation of their hard critique on you and take it and turn it into positivity. And how are you going to get better? And how are we going to develop as a team and as a player and as a group of people?
And you have to be mentally tough in order to get over those obstacles that you're having outside of sports, you know, in regards of maybe classes or, you know, romance or whatever it is that you're struggling with outside of sports. You have to be able to like push that to the side and just focus on solely practice or the game or whatever it is. You have to have that mental toughness to be able to get through whatever it is in order to play with your teammates and do what you are supposed to do for your teammates and with your team and for your coaches.
All right, guys, looks like our time here is just about done. I want to thank our interviewee for taking the time to sit down with me and talk about the crazy life of a Dominican student athlete. Tune into next week's episode where we will be interviewing another student athlete at Dominican. Thank you. DJ KB out.